The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. We're streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB website, newstalk1330.com, as well as the app, that WLBB app. You can listen to us. If you don't have that, you should download it already. Put it on your phone or on your computer. My name is Colin Worthington. It is 8:30. My guest this morning, a gentleman, a young gentleman I've known for about 15 years, I believe, easily 15 years.
Something like that, yeah.
And, you know, since we've met, we realize we've actually been in the same place at the same time in different lives, which is kind of interesting. And he's an interesting character nonetheless. The gentleman, he's been a chef. He's big into motorcycles. Ran for city council once. And now, most recently, his most recent endeavor, just gave up everything, sold all his clothes and his belongings, gave a bunch of CDs to Steve Graddick. And, yeah, he and the love of his life, his soulmate, they packed up everything and went to work in Yellowstone National Park and pretty much lived there out of a camper. And, yeah, quite frankly, I'm kind of envious. I think it's a good gig. If you can, hey,
good work if you can get it.
Yeah, you're not missing any meals, dude. I mean, but I just picture you just have to grow a long beard and live in a tent, but that's not the case so much. And so I thought it would be a cool story to bring him on the program.
I was snickering on the way in here thinking, man, this show better go down because I shaved for this, you know.
Again, Carroll County resident for what? We would say 20 years?
Yeah, I moved here in August of 2005.
Rob Duvay, by the way, is his name. I didn't say that yet.
Yeah, and my lovely wife, who is my travel companion, is Gina Durabo, so.
And Mount Zion, spent the whole time in Mount Zion.
Yeah.
And you've been away for like 2 years, right? You've been gone for two years.
It'll be 3 years this April.
And you're still a relatively young cat. I mean, you're in your mid-50s. But what to retire? I mean, you basically did that. Say, I'm going to retire and we're going to do this. What led up to that? And then how hard of a decision was that to just throw it all in?
Well, first of all, it needs to be stated that we're nowhere near retirement. We still have to work, but we get to work wherever the heck we want to. And that's the main goal. Mm-hmm. What led us to that point, and again, I was thinking about that on the way in here. My wife and I both watched our mothers pass away of cancer. My mom would have passed away 7 years ago. I think her mom's been gone close to 15, now 12, 15. And we've always had this mindset that, you know, we just need to do something, you know, something before it gets too late. And then we started looking at living in your camper, you know, the work camper lifestyle. Work camper is what they call it. And we decided that before fate came for us, we're going to go do something. So we had always said we're going to sell the house and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. But we're kind of procrastinators too. So it was like, oh, well, we need to paint a little and we need to clean the yard up a little. And then one of our friends who was a real estate agent called one day and said, I hope you're ready because I got a buyer. And that was it. It was on. And I want to say 5 weeks later, 4 weeks later, 5 weeks later, we had sold the house, sold everything in it that we didn't need, moved everything into our RV. And before we took off, the young man that bought our house was actually a family friend. We asked him if we could keep our camper and our truck there in the yard. We did. And we left on a 36-day, 6,200-mile motorcycle trip. Didn't really know where we were going, but we turned around the Grand Canyon. We avoided highways 99.9% of the way. That 0.1% was when we tried to get on the highway to make time in Arizona in the spring when the winds are absolutely brutal. We made it 2 miles to the next exit and got off. So turned around at the Grand Canyon, came home, taking as much of Route 66 as we possibly could, and then packed everything up into the camper and took off for our first summer living in it.
How about you? Rob Duvet, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. We'll get to Yellowstone Park, how they ended up there here in just a second. I guess that decision, let's give kudos to your wife, because I don't think, not everybody's wife would be open to doing that. My wife will not go in a tent. My wife could not live in a camper, although I think that's, I mean, I think it's kind of romantic. I think it'd be cool, and I would love to do that and be able to work, you know, be a bartender or do dishes or something like that, just enough money to see the country and participate in all that stuff. And you kind of alluded to that's what it is. We want to see things, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, it should be stated very clearly that my wife is not just on board with it. She's a driving force.
Yeah.
I mean, she, when we'll get to Yellowstone as we talked about, but when we decided to do this, there's, you know, okay, we've got to make a little money first. Let's go get used to living in the camper. Let's do all that stuff. But when we finally get serious about it, where's the first big place you want to go? Boom, Yellowstone. She didn't even miss a beat. It was just, that was it. So that's where we ended up.
Did you guys know, is that after the National Parks documentary was out? Ken Burns, had you guys seen that? I mean, was that a motivating factor?
I think we probably saw it at some point in our tenure of getting ready, but it was more, we're not city folk. She grew up in New Orleans. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. We're not city folk. That's why we lived in Mount Zion. So we'd rather be camping and be in the woods than anything. Well, I mean, there's only one place on earth that is Yellowstone, and you just have to go.
You guys have at least, you have a couple children, one son?
A son and a daughter.
Son and daughter, right. Mm-hmm. What do they say about this, about you guys leaving? I mean, obviously they'll miss you with these extended periods that you go, but do they just think you guys were crazy for doing this? Or?
No, they're behind it 100%. The grandson doesn't understand. He's 9 now, fixing to be 10. And we see him as often as we can. I mean, that's one of the reasons we came back, was to hang out with family. And every time we part ways, he's like, no, you guys can't leave again. No, you just can't do that. But no, the kids were fine with it. The only remaining parent that we have is Gina's dad, who is in wonderful health for 84 years old now. I mean, he's surprised they come. And Gina asked him about it. And he's like, go. Just go and do it. And so we're out.
And did you guys start out with any money? Did you have some money saved that you had to put into it to get yourself started?
Really, the whole, and if anybody is exploring this lifestyle, the only way we were able to pull this off is we bought our house during the Obama housing crash and sold it during the beginnings of the Biden housing boom. And that left us with a good bit of a nest egg.
That sounds like if people bought stocks on Monday, when the stock market was down, and then like yesterday when it all of a sudden went up again. That's kind of the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah. We just found ourselves in a good position.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Rob Duvet, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. You want to take us to Yellowstone Park. You guys decided that. You said, hey, we got to be there.
Yep.
How about the process getting there, looking for work? I mean, communicating with people?
We started in Michigan our first summer because we needed to learn how to live in a camper, and I knew of a campground up there where my dad was. So we went up there, got a lot of knowledge for some very old friends and my family. My sister Sue and her husband Russ spend every summer in that park. Did Sugar Beet Harvest, left, went to Texas, and there are a few companies out in Yellowstone that do hospitality is typically run by Zantera. There's YPSS, and that's repair, you know, garages and gas stations. We work for a company called Delaware North, and they manage all of the general stores in Yellowstone.
And this is something you checked out before you guys went
there? Oh, absolutely, right? Absolutely. And applied early and didn't hear anything for like months, and we were kind of freaking out because, you know, we were getting down to the wire here. Applied again, and it turns out they only start looking at applications like 4 to 6 months before you're going to arrive. So it all panned out. We applied for jobs that were basically entry level. Gina has worked in some form of retail in Yellowstone now for the entire time we've been there. I am not so ambitious. People know me as a cook and a chef. I run the employee dining room. at the first location was Lake. The second location was Fishing Bridge. For people who are familiar with the park, will know those two locations. And it's different every year because they bring in a bunch of young people who stay in the dorms, and they bring in a bunch of older middle-aged people who live in their RVs, and this is how they build their staff.
So you were not unique. I mean, it's like, did you think you'd be unique when you got there and then found all these other people, these like-minded people kind of doing the same thing?
Yeah. There are lots of communities out there on social media. We get to know people that do this stuff. I mean, when you're in the motorcycle community too, you meet a lot of people that travel on a regular basis. Some of them do what we do. We have what's called a toy hauler, and we put our motorcycles in the back of it. So you meet those people. So when it comes down to learning how to do it, man, you get a lot of little bits of information from a whole bunch of different directions.
We'll talk more about Yellowstone, but before we go to our break, the size of your camper, how big is that?
I mean, 36 foot.
And what's your living quarters? I mean, is it basically a bed, a hopper, and you know, the front?
I've had apartments that were larger.
Yeah.
you know, studios that were larger. The bedroom is about three steps up. We have a walk-through bathroom with separated shower and commode and all that different stuff. And then that leads down into the living room kitchen area, which has a large slide-out. So it makes for good, comfortable living quarters. And then the garage, like everyone else's garage, turns into a catch-all. So everything that you just don't need right now but you're going to need eventually just ends up there once you get the bikes out.
Now how about maintenance?
Constant. Matter of fact, when we get back, I have to put bearings and grease seals on it before I even tow it into the park.
Are they fun to drive?
No, I hate it.
Yeah.
No.
And you do need to go into like the next town because you can't do your shopping inside Yellowstone Park. So you actually have to drive that, or do you have a separate vehicle to go out of town to do shopping?
Well, the camper is tow behind. So it's a fifth wheel.
Okay.
So we pull in, drop off, hook up, and we have the motorcycles, so we've got three vehicles at our disposal. So we have the truck and the two bikes, and with my schedule in the kitchen is usually different than hers on the floor, so it's beneficial.
All right, 8:41. We'll take our first break here, continue our conversation when we come back with Rob Duvet. I guess we're calling you a national traveler, Yellowstone Park. Well, I don't know if it's a story. Yellowstone Park resident, former Carroll County resident, and just telling stories this morning. So appreciate you tuning in. Again, 8:41, Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be, too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Hey, 8:42, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name's Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is my friend Rob Duvet. He and his wife have sold all their possessions, just carried one little sheet in their camper and started a new life in Yellowstone National Park, which is very cool. Tell us about the park. I mean, he had to do some studying beforehand, you know, to find out where, you know, things were and how you could get employed. And how about the significance of Yellowstone Park? Did you study up on that, or were you guys really caught up in?
We were kind of caught up in it. There's a lot. I mean, Lord, the amount of documentary time out there has got to be logged in eons for talking just about Yellowstone. And the first thing that you need to learn and understand is there is no other place like it on Earth. It very much is a unique structure to the planet Earth. When you get there is when you really start to understand. I mean, I guess a good explanation is my wife and I made a commitment that we would never go to the same place twice. We're going to travel and we're going to go see all these groovy places and do all this good stuff. And we're going back for our third season in Yellowstone. you don't understand the raw, rugged beauty of the world's largest supervolcano, which has built a plateau that comes up to about anywhere from 8,000 to 11,000 feet, that is filled with the most unique wildlife. Bison are not entirely unique to the West. I mean, there are herds here and there, and they're all somewhat different. But Yellowstone's herd started from 21 bison that hadn't been killed, and a few bison were brought out of Texas and Oklahoma, and we're talking back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And the Department of Interior just established the Yellowstone herd as their own breeding herd. They don't need anything from the outside. They've got space, food, and everything they need to survive, which is a huge step from where it came from.
So on a daily basis, you could be sitting somewhere and just watch them?
On a daily basis, yeah. They call them bison jams. Okay. My truck weighs 6,000 pounds. So my truck weighs about as much as two bison.
Yeah.
So when they decide they want to cross the road, you stop.
Absolutely. Rob Duvay, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Time right now is 8:45. West Virginia, the New River Gorge Bridge, mm-hmm. like 2-3 years ago, it was designated a national park. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of learned about in West Virginia. So I kind of learned that there are people who just go to these parks. I mean, that's their life goal, to travel to each and every park just so they can check it off on their book and say, I've been to that right. national park, that national park. What are the peak times at Yellowstone, and what is the visitation like as far as the number of people at any given time?
I forget the exact numbers off the top of my head, but the number of visitors for Yellowstone per season, and it is a season because it doesn't open until, I think, the 1st of April.
Is that because it's cold? Is that when it shuts down?
Being a few thousand feet above the surrounding area, they measure their snow in meters. We just saw some pictures of our location, and you can see half the building because they push so much snow up and so much snow is falling. But peak is going to be anywhere from June up until middle September. And you'll notice that, we start early May, and you'll notice that traffic dribs in, and then it's like all of a sudden somebody opened the floodgates, and it's wall-to-wall people. And then sometime around mid-September, they all just kind of drop off. But it's a very interesting process watching.
Is this coming spring? You're going to be your third year?
Yes, we'll be starting our third year.
Do you guys have a group of friends that have come back?
I'm helping run one of the Facebook pages for the 2025 crew this year. And I have said this to numerous new people who are coming to Fishing Bridge, you're going to show up and everybody's going to be a stranger. And when you leave, half of them are going to be family. Mm-hmm. When we traveled back from Yellowstone this past year, oh Lord, we stopped and saw at least two of our friends from Yellowstone. One of them is Miss Janet, and she's a motorcycle lady too. So of course, and she reminds me of my mom. So now we have a motorcycle riding mom. And I stay in touch with the guys that work with and for me. We stay in touch with just all kinds of people because they've become family.
So you've heard their backstories. I mean, and are they similar to yours? Is why they decided to do this?
No. Wide and varied. I know a couple. Scott and Michelle. She works for NASA. She is an accountant on the Artemis project. And Scott is part of a larger church in the country. And until the recent memo went out that said everybody's got to come back to the office, Michelle sat in the camper all day doing accounting work for NASA, and Scott worked for us at the store, or worked with us at the store. Kevin and Deb from outside of Chicago, Illinois, both of them work in the school system somehow or another. They should be retired, but they enjoy driving bus because that's just what they love to do. And they were missing last year, but they're going to be coming out this year. So the amount of people that, or the type of people that you run into, are just completely different from one end to the other. And we were talking the other day about some of the younger folks that come out. You have kids that come out for a summer, an event, an experience, if you will. And you have some kids that are between mid-20s and mid-30s that do this as a lifestyle. They spend the summer in Yellowstone and the winter in Joshua Tree or Yosemite or up north in Montana teaching snowboarding or something like that. I mean, just the amount of people is wide and varied when it comes to who does this.
Rob Duvay, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. And before we do take our second break here, you mentioned the lady who was doing work out of her camper for NASA.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is that, I mean, the internet connection there? Is that?
Most everybody has Starlink if they want something reliable and constant. There is some cell service out there, but you've got to be near one of the larger locations, and it's not the best in the world either. So we'll find ourselves watching TV for about a half an hour at a time, because there's a time where, you know, you get good cell phone internet and we can connect the TV to that. Yeah.
See, I mean, my problem, I told you this last week, I'd have to have the baseball package.
Right.
I have to watch the Cubs every day. So
I mentioned Kevin and Deb, and that's the only reason they had Starlink, was to watch baseball.
All right, time right now is 8:50. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We'll be back in 1 minute and wrap up our conversation with Rob Duvay, talking about his trips out to Yellowstone National Park. More after this.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Welcome back to the Community Voice program, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, my friend Rob Duvay, talking about his trips to Yellowstone Park and actually motorcycling all over the U.S., just kind of packing up everything. Gentleman sold his home, got rid of all of his belongings. I'm guessing made some money off of that, too, to prepare for that trip.
And there's a funny story behind that, too.
Well, then please let us share it. We have a whole half hour.
Sure. On the motorcycle trip, my wife is notoriously frugal. And there were times when we first got
together.
Somebody's
got to be.
Exactly, because I'm not. We were out somewhere in the desert, and she asked and said, how much have we spent on this trip so far? Because we would camp as often as possible and then get a hotel, showers, laundry, that kind of thing. And I looked in my phone, looked at my accounts, and I told her how much we spent. She's like, oh my God, we have to turn around. We have to go back. We've spent too much money. We've got to go home. I'm like, honey, we haven't even broken through the bottom of the yard sale money yet for everything that we sold. We're still operating on that. And she's like, oh, well, okay, let's go a little farther.
And is that's not what led to Yellowstone, but it led to other things.
No,
like
that. That was just a trip that we always swore we would do. Who gets a chance to take off on a motorcycle, leave when you want to, come back when you want to, and do what you want to? It doesn't happen often.
Now, I think about, just talking about national parks and New River Gorge Park, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with that area. If you were to camp out there or whatever, stay there, it's pretty, you can find groceries and things within like 10, 15 minutes from that. It's not the same at Yellowstone.
No, right? No, absolutely not. From just about any location in Yellowstone, you're an hour and a half from anywhere. Now, you can buy certain groceries, liquor, beer, sodas, milk, butter, things like that within the park, but you're paying national park prices. Mm-hmm. So as a work camper out there, it behooves you to take a once-a-month trip into Cody, Gardner, West Yellowstone, Jackson when you have to, because Jackson's bloody expensive, to stock up. To live out there, yeah, it benefits you to go and fill your truck up with everything you can possibly get.
Well, what have you learned about yourself, Rob Duvay, as I'm holding up the spiritual fingers here, the yoga, yoga. And, are there new things you've learned about yourself, or did you doubt you could continue this? Because it is a big deal just to, give up your house and give up your friends. And
no, I mean, once you make the commitment to do that, how do I want to say this? Once you make the commitment to do that, when, like, we're staying with a friend out in Mount Zion right now, you just become accustomed to it. So for the past 5 months, I've been sleeping in a real bed, using a real restroom and having real amenities and things like that. Whereas it's just something you take for granted when you live in the camper. It's fantastic.
And you guys are going back, what is it, next week?
2 weeks. We leave after Easter. We're going to take 12 days to go back. We're going to run the southern route, goof off, see friends, family, and have a great time.
And so what preparations did you do? Do you have to do more preparations or as many as you did the first year, or did that change because you're more comfortable?
We left the camper behind in Idaho because we knew we were coming home. And that's quite a financial tax to drag it from Idaho back here, have it set up in a park somewhere, paying weekly rent, that type of thing. So really all we have to do at this point is pack up, get the bikes in the back of the truck and go home. And our house is waiting for us, pretty much ready to go.
So what's the end plan? If you guys live to be 75, 80 years old, are you going to spend every year still in Yellowstone Park? Are you going to find another park? Are you going to come home and watch the grandkid turn 21?
Yeah, we're going to have a piece of property somewhere. And we'll, if the camper survives, because they do degrade, we'll build a cover for it. We'll put a camper on a piece of property. And we'll live in it because we live in it now.
Yeah, I've seen the saw a show maybe last week that somebody ordered a house from Amazon for like $18,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, you unfold it,
yeah,
and it's got windows,
love
it's got
to
a bathroom. You just
got
to hook it up to septic and
the joke that I make for everybody is it's going to be far enough out that I can put a small tiny home on it and I can walk around in my underwear while I'm making whiskey.
There you go. And that was my similar. When I was in college, I remember talking about my dorm. It's like, you know, you'd be able to sit on the hopper while you're cooking your ramen noodles and changing the channel, the TV channel at the same time,
right?
You know, without a remote. So, but yeah, I guess it's a similar thing. We got about 4 minutes. You want to give a big shout out to anybody?
You know, if you're interested in doing this, look up Delaware North. I believe it's DelawareNorth.com. The staff out in Yellowstone. Now, keep in mind, Delaware North is a multi-billion-dollar multinational company. They run concessions in Truist. They run concessions at Hartsfield-Jackson. They run concessions at Cape Canaveral. Like, again, multi-billion-dollar multinational company. But they are responsible for the general stores in Yellowstone. And by my opinion, from what I've seen, the best company in Yellowstone to work for. Super great people. Other than that, thanks to Josh McCorsley and Whitney Berry for taking us on this winter and help, you know, having us run some catering events for them. Thank you to Melanie Drew at Blue Heron Art Studio for having some side work for me to pick up. And Melanie and I have been thick as thieves for years and years. And thanks to our friend Pam for putting us up for the winter. And I just thanks to everybody for having us back and treating us nice. And we'll get out of here and see you in a couple more years.
Are you anxious or is it just part of your routine?
It's time
like
to
you
go
know
home.
You know what's coming up.
It's time to go home.
Yeah.
And when we talk with other people from, that's what we say. I mean, we can't live there. They close it for 6 months out of the year, but it's home.
Yeah.
It's home.
Great. Week and a half. And you'll get to spend Easter, you say, with your family, with your son.
Yeah. We're leaving the day after Easter specifically.
Is your grandson's 10. Does he still do the Easter egg hunts?
Probably.
Yeah, you can at least put together a basket.
I've been gone the last few Easters. I don't know.
You don't. My friend Rob Duvet, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. If you missed any of the show, I do encourage you to go back to our website later on this morning, maybe about 9:06. It should be in podcast form up there at newstalk1330.com. You can go back and just listen to what got him interested in doing this. And, I mean, you call it, it can be called a successful experiment, right? I mean, it's more than an experiment now. I mean, it's a way of life.
I'd like to explain everything that hasn't been involved in the thought process and everything that we've done, but it's just, there has been so much packed into the last 3 years. I didn't have a chance to say anything about going to Joshua Tree, Painted Desert, got my trailer stuck up to the axles in the desert outside of Joshua Tree. That was a hoot. Thank God for four-wheel drive and Chevrolet. All the different places that we've been, all the wonderful things that we've seen, and all the great people that we've met, and the people are the most important part always.
That is the perfect way to end, I think. That's the way the show's in. Rob, thanks, buddy, for telling the story here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, yeah, good to see you again. We'll catch you in another year, right? Or at the
probably
end?
Probably about two.
2 years, all right.
So.
And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. On tomorrow's Community Voice, Josh will be back here in the host seat, and I believe we have a guest talking about an Easter event, which is coming up. So tune in for that program tomorrow at 8:30 here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.